hour three, you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Coming up, an update on the Black Hawk Saloon. You might remember them. They were willing to defy the state's demands about enforcing a smoking ban. We'll tell you the latest on their case, but your calls are the primary element, so we go back to the phones and to the fun. Roy is on the line in Pennsylvania. Roy, you wanted to share with us some ideas that you had as far as securing your communications, and so I wanted you to be able to continue your thoughts. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Mainly, it's about like internet security as far as sending messages to people, things like that. But there is other things like, you know, there's walkie-talkies, shortwave, and whatever. I'm actually working on getting a, well, I would need two, but two shortwave data transceivers, which could be like two wireless access points, like a wireless bridge, except over 1,000 miles. It's really secure.
But really? That could work over shortwave? I mean, the shortwave spectrum, the signals, if you've ever listened to a shortwave radio before, they sound really bad. I mean, there's a lot of hiss, a lot of scratchiness, a lot of interference. The signals are just not solid. How could you get a data stream to operate over that?
A data stream can work on it. There's a couple different types. I think one is called teletype. I'm not too familiar with the research on it. I haven't done shortwave stuff in a few months, but it's a real slow data train. Like, we're talking 56K dial-up speeds here.
Okay.
But it'd be, like, long range without having to use the internet. Like, if the internet were to just not be useful anymore, like it just went down or whatever, then it would be kind of like a backup option. But as far as internet goes, you want to look at stuff like, let's say, for instant message programs. Skype is really, really good. It's probably the best of the best as far as that goes. Like, I've seen numerous reports where governments just hate Skype, and even a lot of companies can't stand it because not only is it encrypted so that it's incredibly hard for them to crack it, like it would take years for a supercomputer to do it, but you can hardly even detect the connection going on. And,
yeah, but wait a minute. Aren't you concerned that that eBay, which owns Skype, is basically going to just roll over if the feds come in and say, we want to hear what this guy's been saying when he uses his Skype account?
Exactly. Like it's definitely got the risk of being compromised because I don't really trust eBay a whole lot.
Is the encryption happening on their server or is it happening at the client side, in which case Skype doesn't even know? So it wouldn't matter if the feds came in and said, give us this information. Skype doesn't have it. Am I understanding correctly?
As far as I know, basically that's how it works.
And the way a lot of this encryption stuff works, as I understand it, maybe you can confirm for me, the way that a lot of this encryption stuff works, I mean, I should know this. I guess I'm a computer science major. I have a master's degree in computer science.
There's a lot to know about computers.
I didn't focus on this particular thing, and I haven't studied up on it. But my understanding with encryption is, you can always decrypt it, given enough time and enough computing power.
Oh, yeah.
And, but the question is, you know, how long will it take? And by then, the information is old. And so, if it's encrypted, they have to decide what do they want to decrypt and how long will it be, you know, at that point, will the information be any good anymore? So.
Pretty much, like, as far as eBay goes, they could give up the, I was surprised so far they're reluctant to do it, but I'm sure that can easily be changed with some money shifting hands. But as far as I know, it's still really good. And it'd be hard for them to even – I think what eBay could do is give up the encryption algorithm, which then gives – it depends on how it works. I'm not a cryptologist, but it could give them a better chance of being able to decrypt it sooner or something like that.
Right, if they could intercept your transmission. So what you're saying is that with Skype, which is a program that allows – two people, and maybe even more than that, like a party call or whatever, but it allows people on the internet to make phone calls to one another, basically, over the internet.
Files.
For free.
Like, you have to send a, go ahead.
I was going to say, and send files, you say?
Yeah, like, you can send files, because if you got to send a file to someone, then, like, I sent some articles I wrote, like, obviously, the like, political articles, some really... I haven't published any of them. But, like,
and
stuff
they're not
I
passing these files and the audio transmissions are not being routed through Skype servers. It's just point-to-point. It's direct IP to IP. They're not being routed through Skype?
It goes through what's called, like, supernodes, which are kind of like, I think it's, like, I'd have to research it, but it's not like a main server, like an eBay or something like that that does it.
I think
it's like computers that, it's a peer-to-peer networking connection.
I see.
And I think... the only connection to the server is, like, the initial login, basically. So mm-hmm. so another person could be able to tell that you were online. But the actual call was far.
So it works like peer-to-peer, file sharing did, where, you know, not quite. Like, I think it took the place of Napster was peer-to-peer file sharing.
You know,
it works like that.
You can
but even if it doesn't, if it's encrypted when it gets to Skype, then they still. It's probably if it was encrypted by the client application under with some key that
you
enter.
With your own key? Yeah, that's true.
Then Skype doesn't have the information.
And
they have something, it's just encrypted.
There are a variety of different things that can be done. I mean, we could keep going down the list of software. There's Tor, which is an anonymous system. You can essentially put up anonymous websites, and there's like a whole anonymous internet basically out there, and there are a variety of different things that one can do. And of course, that's if you are interested in the ultimate in secrecy and privacy. And I want to thank you for the call tonight, because a lot of people are interested in this and they are curious about it. And indeed, if you are looking to communicate in these ways without having anybody else from the outside, whether it's the government or whether it's a business competitor or whether it's, you know, an angry ex-boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever it might be, in some cases there are some real use for security. However, I think in many cases it's a waste of time. I think that
cases you won't really need something like that. It's just like a worst case scenario.
Yep. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Roy. Really appreciate hearing from you.
And I like your strategy. And I think to a large extent for activists, being very public is a defense in itself, because if you really are worried that they're going to come down on you in some way, they have to do it publicly. If everyone knows about you, if you have a lot of friends that are in touch with you, and especially if you're in a very public position like you are and I am somewhat, then you know, there's nothing can happen so secretively.
I agree. Put it all out there on Front Street and let everybody know what your plans are. That way they can't accuse you of being surreptitious.
Right. Keep them peaceful and very public.
And it's worked out pretty well for us so far here in New Hampshire, with a bunch of activism essentially just being planned right out in the open. There are some times where I look back and I'll say, well, you know, maybe if we'd kept quiet who was organizing Freedom Fest, they wouldn't have gone after Mike Barsky, for instance. But at the same time, it is, it has created an opportunity for the activists to rally around him. I don't know how Mike feels about that, however. I don't think he expected that the city of Keene would go after him for essentially encouraging people to gather publicly. I mean, that's all that Freedom Fest really was a bunch of people getting together and hanging out. But they knew about it because we were planning it publicly on the forum. So I think there's something to be said for secrecy, but I, for one, like the idea of just put it all right out there. Let them see what you're doing. Let them see what you're planning, and show people that we're the ones who are transparent. We're the ones who are more than open about what it is that we're planning and what it is we're up to, whereas the government, they won't even answer questions about why they stole 12 horses from a guy.
Yeah, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. We're peaceful people. The government is not peaceful.
Let's continue with your calls and talk to Nicholas in Alaska. Nicholas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Basically, I was thinking about the potential collapse of the U.S. dollar. I mean, I remember you guys mentioning that the amount of money in circulation pretty much doubled recently.
Somebody mentioned that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember who, but anyway, that cannot be good for the value of the dollar, I would think.
No, it can't.
Or the purchasing power.
Certainly not.
I've been thinking, wouldn't a sudden decline in the value of the dollar, which hasn't really happened yet because it hasn't caught on, but when this happens, isn't this going to affect our ability for merchants to transport food to one another? You know,
it's going to affect a lot of things. I mean, it's going to affect prices, and prices will affect business, and business being affected will affect people's jobs, and people's jobs being affected will affect business because they won't be spending as much money. And, I mean, if you think it's a recession now, wait until hyperinflation hits.
Yeah, all this meddling that they're doing, one thing we can't know exactly what's going to happen, but what we can predict with almost 100% accuracy is that there's going to be volatility because they're meddling so much. You know, it's like you have this big bubble and they're pushing it down in one place and it pops up in another place, and they're trying to micromanage something that is massively complex. It like fits right in with like chaos theory, and they're trying to micromanage it, which is absurd.
Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line happening. But the government continues to intervene. And like you're saying, it keeps messing with it. If you just let the market do the correction, we could be back to where we're supposed to be. But the government insists on continuing to meddle. And that's only going to exacerbate the problems long-term. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
This is Bob Chapman at the International Forecaster again. We're talking about government bailouts and stimulus packages. The next item is the reduction of carbon emissions, which won't work unless an international agreement is reached. 60% of U.S. oil is for vehicles. It is designed of the administration to increase fuel economy requirements from 27.5 miles per gallon to 35 miles per gallon.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into a perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello again, this is Bob Chapman at the International Forecaster. Today we're going to talk about government bailouts and stimulus packages. We believe that the money is too widely dispersed. An energy plan with $150 billion that will stretch out over 10 years. $50 billion would promote efficient and renewable energy. The president is looking for economic stimulus, greenhouse gas, cutbacks, and so-called energy security. These are all politically correct positions.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystorerepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
Tax season is upon us, and a lot of you are concerned because tax-related fraud is up 600%. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. The economy is chaotic enough without you having to worry about identity thieves stealing your refund. And with LifeLock, you'll never have to, because we protect your identity or we'll fix the problem at our expense up to $1 million. That's LifeLock's $1 million total service guarantee. Why worry about identity theft when you can have the confidence and peace of mind that comes with LifeLock? Call now.
Now you can have LifeLock's industry-leading identity theft protection absolutely free for 30 days by simply calling 1-800-884-1295. That's 1-800-884-1295. And remember to use promo code TAX. That's 1-800-884-1295. Promo code TAX. Again, 1-800-884-1295. Protect yourself now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Dial toll free. We'll talk to you about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site. It's completely free. We continue with your phone calls. Toby is on the line in New Jersey. Toby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I would like to talk about the Hulu commercial for the online TV.
Hulu commercial, Hulu.com, H-U-L-U. What about it?
Yes, the commercial with people in their cubicles, and they say their brain is turning into mush, and then they have a small print that says, we're here to take over the world.
Okay.
And I would just like to know, how do you feel about it?
I've never seen it, so I don't know. Dale, have you seen
the spot? Heard of that. No, I'm familiar with Hulu. I watch Hulu.
Well, are you suggesting that Hulu is trying to turn people's brains into mush and is admitting that in their commercial? What are you getting at?
Yes, I'm trying to say they're promoting and giving hints on the New World Order and the Illuminati.
Oh, wow. How would they tell us that?
Oh, they tell us that because...
Oh, are you saying, are they against the New World Order and they're trying to warn people, or is that what you're saying?
No, they're actually telling us they're here to rule the world. They're actually telling
Hulu.
Us...
Hulu, a website... I love the look on your face right now, Dale. Dale looks like he was just saw something atrocious occur and was just staring out into the blankness.
Well, is this because Venus is in the west, or because I'm that one's still getting me a little.
So you believe that Hulu.com is an extension of the world masters that are attempting to control everyone and everything. Why is it just Hulu.com, or is it all of the internet? Is it every internet website, or is it just Hulu, or is it just the internet television websites?
Just some of the sites. I mean, it's just showing propaganda. That's all it is. It's just another form of propaganda. But
so Battlestar Galactica is propaganda.
Why Hulu, though? I mean, Hulu, all they do is rebroadcast TV shows, and they have commercials, but the commercials are just, like, shortened versions of the same commercials you see on TV. It's the same products and everything. Is there something, what's unusual, what's going on at Hulu that's unusual?
Because propaganda is all on TV. TV is propaganda, and they're just promoting it, and they're telling you, they're controlling you through the TV, and they're here to rule the world. That's,
so why would they tell
what that commercial
us?
Is saying.
No, but why tell us that? Why don't they want? If people really knew that, wouldn't they like? Oh, I quit watching Hulu. By the way, I'm not going to quit watching. I'm not worried about it. But why, I mean, wouldn't people like? Why warn people of your plans? Is it like the supervillain who gives his whole plan out to the superheroes at the end, just in time so they can stop him? And is it an egotistical thing? They're so sure of themselves that they feel okay to tell us that they're about to manipulate our minds and turn our brains to mush?
Yeah, it's already been done.
Well, I'm convinced. I don't know about you, Ian.
So is your brain mush, Colin?
Not exactly, but you know, I mean, it's just propaganda. They try to program you through the TV. They try to, you know, I mean, persuade people through the TV, and that's just another form of it.
Right. You know, I see where you're coming from, and one of the arguments has always been, well, is television or is the news, for instance, are they molding society, or are they just simply a reflection of society? I happen to believe it may be to some extent a little bit of both. I mean, because if we didn't have society the way it was, then the news wouldn't be the way it is. There are, of course, people who have an agenda who get into the news business for the specific purpose of, you know, of getting their message out there. There's no doubt that people who've been looking to inspire others and who've been looking to brainwash others and have been looking to influence others have used television over decades in order to do that. Some of them just want to get you to buy their product. Some of them want to get you to believe in their viewpoint. But some of them just want to entertain you. And to look at television as an evil tool, and I actually should be taking this caller's side because I'm on the radio, not on television, but to look at
television is evil.
Right. Only listen to the radio. Only listen to Free Talk Live. But to look at TV as some sort of evil tool that is just all over 100% manipulation is, I think, a little bit ignorant. I mean, the reality is it's a delivery method for programming. Now, the programming can be a variety of different things. Are you going to tell me the Weather Channel is propaganda?
I'm not necessarily talking about as far as weather. But news, period, is part of propaganda. The Simpsons, Family Guy, they throw little hints in there, say little things. That's propaganda.
But everything's propaganda. I mean, if you want to go that direction, this show is propaganda. I mean, we talk about liberty on this show, and we are propagandizing the people that listen.
Propaganda is a neutral term, by the way. It's not always bad. I mean, you can be propagandizing something that is the truth that's good for people to know, or you could be propagandizing something that's not true or just trying to influence people in a negative way. But, it's just basically bombarding people with information is what propaganda is.
Right, and The Simpsons is an entertainment show. The Simpsons is mostly comedy. I wouldn't call that propaganda. There are some messages in there.
The makers of The Simpsons have opinions, and that's going to come through in their show.
And sometimes they're very libertarian. I mean, they're different writers. They have a team of writers, a large team of writers, and it's not the same writer for every episode.
Right.
So from one episode to the next.
The movie was kind of libertarian, actually.
Absolutely it was. The government was the bad guy. It was the EPA. You bring up The Simpsons. I say, from my experience, The Simpsons is pretty positive propaganda, if you want to call it that. Any other thoughts? Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
You know, I think that what happens is people have their own self-interest, and you get them into a position of power, whether it's media or government or whatever. They pursue what benefits them. And what we all need to do is be aware of that, that we need to look out for people in positions of power and keep them in check to the extent that we can. So.
Yeah, it's the people that are in power, the people in the seats of government, that are the real problem and the real threat. Yeah, the guys that are out there creating the propaganda, the negative propaganda, the pro-state propaganda, the stuff that we don't like on this show, they're bad guys, there's no doubt about it, but in the world we live in, there's not much you can do about that. You can avoid the programming, and in fact, to go back to his original point, Hulu.com, which is the website he was referring to, is just a collection of a variety of different television shows. So if you're talking about giving people a way to avoid the negative propaganda, using Hulu as your distribution point or your receiving point for the information you're looking for the entertainment you're looking for, is a better way to do it because you're not flipping through channels.
Oh, yeah, you filtered to just the shows you really want to see, and there's a lot less advertising on Hulu than there is on a television show.
So. Absolutely. Julia and I recently used Hulu for the first time. I'd never been there before. I'd heard a lot about it. We went there and we watched an episode or two of Battlestar Galactica on Hulu, which, by the way, has a very fascist theme. Battlestar Galactica has a very fascist theme in many cases. But it's a great show and it's very entertaining. And since we aren't just your average dumbed down consumers, we can take a look at television shows and we can say, well, we agree with that, but we don't agree with that. So I think if you're cognizant of your own thought process and you're analyzing the information that's being presented to you and not just accepting it as fact, then propaganda can have very, very little effect on you, on that kind of viewer.
Well, and people can, there's certainly potential for corruption and greed and power and other things like media and big companies.
SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most moldy vitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features, they're free, so enjoy those on us, including the updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever you need to know something about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Now, you know email's not secure, but hey, privacy's dead anyway, right? Wrong. Introducing privacyharbor.com, an easy-to-use, secure email alternative. Sign up for a free account today at privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's privacyharbor.com, as we continue with your phone calls and talk to Alex in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to speak about the whole encryption thing. There's a misperception that encryption has to be all about securing data or obscuring it so that it can't be seen by anyone else. But there's another function of security, which is authentication. And I think that it's very important to have authentication online so that you really know who you're speaking to, or at least you know who you're speaking to a better degree than if you didn't have the authentication, even if it's in the open, you know what I mean?
And so you mean like somebody, if they're on
there, that do that really well. The first is called OTR, which stands for off the record. It provides encryption, authentication, perfect forward secrecy, and deniability.
I don't even know what any of that stuff is. Now, OTR, that's something for instant messenger clients?
Yeah, it's a plug-in for things like Pigeon, and they have an AIM proxy, et cetera. And it just secures
Pigeon
messages.
Is a Linux chat. That lets you do a lot of
Windows.
Different chats.
Well, it's not just Linux. Oh, it's Windows, too. Pigeon runs on Windows. They have a Windows version.
It's a multi-client. It's a multi-client client, though.
Right.
Chat client.
Yeah, the other one is GPG for securing emails. And it's, I think it's very important to have the ability to just digitally sign an email so that I can verify with a very good degree of accuracy that it came from you. Because I don't want, you know, they're just bits and bytes on a screen. I don't know who it really came from, but at least I can be pretty sure it's, you know, an email that was sent.
One of the easiest things to hack, too, is... It's such an easy thing to hack email, too, and actually send someone an email as if it was from someone else.
So how do you do that, Alex?
What's cool about GPG is that you can sign other people's keys, and what you create is a web of trust. And, you know, I could sign Ian's key, Ian can sign a bunch of other Free Staters' keys, and then you build that trust web, and it's just, it allows you to really know which keys are verified and which keys are not.
I'm a little confused. How do you sign an email digitally? Do you have to enter a password every time before you send the email?
Well, what will happen is you'll type out the email, and your email client will make a secure hash of the email. It'll, you know, apply some mathematics to it. And then it will take a file on your computer called a private key and generate a signature from that private key using some exponential mathematics. And then it will send out the email. Now, using your public key that you distribute to everyone, I can verify the signature to make sure that it was signed by the private key, which you don't share with anyone.
It's a little confusing to me. How long does all this take just to send an email?
Well, when I send an email to you, for example, I'll type out the email. I hit send. A dialog will pop up asking me for a password to decrypt my private key. And as soon as I hit enter, the email is just sent out automatically.
Right, but I don't know if it's coming for you or coming from someone else. I mean, what good does that do me?
Well, you know, if you were to verify my emails using, you know, the software that you would download for that, you would have my private key on file in your computer, and your email client would automatically verify the email to make sure that it was signed by me.
It integrates with your client, in other words, so it's not as bad.
Everything is automated.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, you know, I guess if you're interested in this kind of stuff, you can get it set up to where it's pretty easy to do. That's what it's sounding like from what you're telling me, but it just seems like too much work for me. I don't really care. I mean, I'm not sending secret confidential information, so why bother?
It's not a matter of being secret, though. It's just a matter of being authenticated so that people know it's coming from you, you see?
Yeah.
Who cares if it's being read as long as they know it's coming from you and not someone else trying to impersonate you?
Yeah, I totally see where you're coming from. I guess, you know, if you keep your password a real secret to your email account, then there's no real problems. But I could see if someone would get into your email account.
Well, I actually disagree. I could send emails from your account right now, but the problem is you're using Google for your email. But there are many email servers which don't have a special technology enabled called SPF, and I could send out emails and impersonate anyone. I could do it from I could impersonate teachers' emails at school, for example.
Yeah, it is relatively easy to do with, you know.
That's a good thing most people aren't out there doing that kind of stuff. And thank you, Alex, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just, I mean, it seems like too much effort for me. I'm not really doing anything that requires ultra-secrecy.
I was vaguely interested in pursuing, like, PGP at one point, which just sounds very similar to what he's talking about, where you have a public key and a private key, And I was vaguely interested in it, and I just never got around to it. So yeah. I guess I just didn't feel the motivation to do it.
Yeah, if you've got something secret that you need to cover up, then you'll be motivated. You'll take the time to look into whatever you need to make sure that your secrecy is provided there. We continue here, and you can bring up whatever you want. Bob is on the line in Florida. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob.
How you doing, my man?
Bob, you're my former realtor from Sarasota, Florida.
I am.
What's happening, dude?
I thought I'd give it a call and see how you're doing. And I know you were talking about licensing, and, you know, I'm ready to move to New Hampshire as soon as you turn the temperature up and get rid of those horse thieves.
Okay. Well, we're working on it, man, but it's not – I guess the idea is to get here and help us get rid of the horse thieves and not wait until it's all been taken care of.
You have to talk to Al Gore. He hasn't made good on his promise for the temperature increase yet. So.
Yeah, are you
but he's still going to sell those carbon credits, I think, isn't he?
I don't know. Are you a Florida native, Bob?
I am.
Oh, okay. Well, me too. I guess you've been down there a little longer than me, but nonetheless, it's really not that bad. I mean, it's just frozen water up here.
In some ways, it's really nice, actually. I was just saying that in
You're
Georgia.
You're a southerner, native southerner.
I'm from Georgia originally and Southern California, and Southern California has pristine weather all year round, so it's really hard to compare anywhere to that. But in Georgia, for instance, we do have shorter, milder winters, but we have a really, really long season of, like, dreary, overcast, miserable weather and a lot of drizzle and rain and things like that. And I've one thing I noticed this winter, in general, is that, we had a lot of snow and we had, cold temperatures, but sunny days. Like, all through the winter, there was mm-hmm. some really pretty sunny. It's really pretty weather. We have a lot of really clear skies and stuff.
People said that there was no sun in New Hampshire.
That is absolutely not true. We have beautiful, beautiful sunny days. Just about all year round, we have some really nice sunny days.
Actually, the coldest days are when it's clear because you get the heat loss. The clouds don't, hold it in.
Maybe that's why, but we get some really pretty days out here even during the winter.
I don't mind snow as long as I got skis on my feet and it's springtime and the Rockies are up in, the northeast somewhere, maybe New Hampshire. You guys got skiing up there, don't you?
Oh, yeah. That's real big up here, as you might imagine.
Yeah.
I might have to come up there and visit you guys then.
So, you should. Bring your family up for Porkfest. We talked about it earlier this show in the first hour, I think. It's an event that happens during the summertime. It's great for a family because there's Liberty Forum, which just ended this past weekend, which is more of a convention-style atmosphere. Not too much for the kids to do there. But when you're out at a campground, that's perfect to bring kids up to. In fact, a lot of families do come up for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it's during the summer, so it's a great opportunity to come up and experience new.
Several people brought snowboards with them up to the Liberty Festival, Liberty Forum. So,
hey, tell your Porcupine realtor friend to give me a call. I emailed him about doing referrals, and I never heard back from him.
You know what? I don't. Are you talking about Mark Warden?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I want to get a spot there too. I'm going to probably advertise on your site here.
Mark's my realtor right now. He's really good.
That'd be fantastic. We'll certainly pass the word on. I don't know. Maybe he missed the email. Shoot him another one. He's probably a pretty busy guy from what I understand because he's right now, I think he's kind of the only Porcupine
really
realtor.
Active, too.
Really?
Yeah. He's very activist here in the Free State Project, and he's a great
everything.
Guy.
I see him everywhere.
Yeah, he drives all over the place. He helps out with Pork Fest. He helps out with Liberty Forum. He helps out just everywhere he can, and so he's a very busy guy. Yeah.
Bob, it's great hearing from you, man. I thank you for the call. Look forward to seeing you someday up here in New Hampshire, even if it's just for a visit, because it is a great place. It's a great place to visit. It's a great place to come up here and experience being around hundreds of like-minded people. And even if it's not during the Porcupine Freedom Festival or during Liberty Forum, if you just want to come up and see what it's like to be in New Hampshire and be around these activists, just announce your arrival. Go to nhfree.com, go to the forums there, or go to the Free State Project forums.
Or freeking.com.
Or all of the above. And post a message saying, here's when I'm coming, here's where I'm going, and I'd like to meet some of you guys. And you'd be surprised how many people will come out just to meet somebody who's coming up to visit. More on the way, you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDoll.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only a moment remains. Just enough time perhaps for your call if you make it right now at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. And coming up this summer, you get to choose from 12 different seminars from the Institute for Humane Studies. Locations across the country, participation is completely free, and IHS covers meals and housing. Now, one of those seminars that's going on is in Philly. It's going to be happening. It's called the Scholarship and a Free Society Seminar between July 25th and 31st. It's for graduate students, and it examines the implication of libertarian ideas on society, academia, the future, and more. Though rooted in scholarship, this seminar will also connect issues in the academy to world events. In addition to the many fundamental questions being raised in economics, participants will explore the impact of the world crisis on law, government, and the conception of the state. The deadline to apply for that is March 31st, and to do so, you can go to libertarianseminars.com and get registered. That, again, is libertarianseminars.com. We continue with your phone calls. David is on the line in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey, that Hulu, that commercial, I first saw it on Super Bowl Sunday, or the big game, I guess it's supposed to be said on radio. It's just a comedy. It's a comedy skit with Alec Baldwin. He starts out by saying, "Hi, this is Alec Baldwin," and then he puts his fingers in the parentheses mark or the quotation marks and said, "TV superstar," and it just goes on like that for a couple for a 30-second commercial. It's kind of funny, actually. I think you guys might have been pranked.
No, I don't believe that call was a prank. I think that people really do. There are some wacky people out there that everywhere they look, there's a conspiracy theory. Everything that they look at is some sort of, you know, it's tied into the evil men in the smoky room trying to control the world.
Yeah.
I found him to be sincere. Dale, did you think that caller was sincere?
He sounded like he meant it. Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of goofy. It's actually quite a funny commercial. At least I liked it. every time it comes on afterwards. But anyway, that's all I really have to say. All right. I just thought you, the more I thought about it, the more I thought you guys had been pranked.
All right. Well, hey, if it was a prank, it was a good one, because he certainly fooled me. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. I promised an update on the Black Hawk Saloon story. If you may recall, last year we had Carrie Ellison on the show with us, and by the way, we are on in Charleston this hour, Charleston, West Virginia, on WVTS down there. The Black Hawk Saloon owner, Carrie Ellison, refused to comply with the smoking ban.
Awesome.
And we had him on the show because it's very rare that a business owner will be so courageous as to literally put his entire business on the line, to put his, you know, life's dream, essentially, on the line, to stand up for principle. And in this case, the principle is to be able to control your property. You run the business. You pay the rent, or you own the building. You get to decide how things are run in your business. But the government says differently. The government says, no, we're going to decide on this smoking thing, and you will obey. Not only will you obey, but you'll also enforce it for us. You'll also, if you spot one of your customers smoking, you'll also go up and stop them. That's what they want out of business owners. And most business owners will go right in. They'll go right, oh, sure, whatever you say. Yeah, I don't like it, but I'll do it because I'm scared and I don't want you to take my business from me. So what did they do as a result of Mr. Ellison's reticence? What did they do as a result of his refusal to cooperate? Story is from the WV Gazette, WVGazette.com. A $400 fine plus court costs will not make Carrie Paco Ellison comply with Kanawha County's expanded smoking ban. On Wednesday, and this was written about a week and a half ago, Ellison became the first bar owner convicted of violating the Kanawha Charleston Health Department's 8-month-old indoor smoking regulations. Ellison, who owns the Black Hawk Saloon in Charleston, represented himself during an hour-long magistrate court hearing. He says he doesn't have the authority to stop customers from lighting up. Ellison told the magistrate, "I'm not the smoking police." And you know what? He's not. It's not the job that he took on when he decided to open up his saloon.
Well, apparently they don't even think he owns his property, so what business does he have telling people not to smoke, right?
There you go. The Harshberger, Ward Harshberger, who is the magistrate, noted the health department's regulations stipulate that bar and gambling parlor owners must act to prohibit smoking. Providing ashtrays for people, it's not the way we do it, said Harshberger, who ordered Ellison to pay a total of $400 plus $300 in court costs for two smoking ban violations. Ellison later appealed his conviction to the Kanawha County Circuit Court. He said, "We're going to ride this out. We're going to the next level. Business is great." Health department officials praised Harshberger's decision. They predicted Ellison's punishment might persuade more bars to comply with the smoking ban. So what they're doing is sort of a common tactic by government. They'll pick out one business owner and then, you know, push him up against the wall and give it to him real good. And then they'll show him as the example to the rest of them. They'll say, "You don't want this $700 fine, do you? You don't want us to come in here and shut your business down. You don't want to be like Carrie, do you? You don't want to be like the Black Hawk Saloon. Now get in line, business owners, and start to crack down and do what we say."
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing here. But Ellison isn't going along with it. The department's environmental director, Anita Ray, says, "We're serious about enforcing our regulation." Ray plans to notify the State Alcohol Beverage Control Administration about Ellison's conviction. ABCA officials have said they would not revoke Ellison's liquor license unless the health department first pulled Blackhawk's health permit. The department has no immediate plans to do that. She said, "We're not going to take the health permit based on a smoking violation, at least not yet." At the start of Wednesday's hearing, Ellison requested a jury trial. Since Ellison faced no jail time for the violations, he wasn't entitled to a jury, Harshberger told him. But if he doesn't pay the fine, I bet he'll be facing some jail time. If he doesn't pay that $400 fine, if he doesn't pay the $300 court costs.
I wonder about that, because, you know, if you just decide not to pay a fine here in New Hampshire, I'm not sure how they work it there, you can go to jail for a period for $50 a day.
That's right.
I don't know, in a case of a business like that, would they just take it out of... just steal from him, in other words.
How would they get it from him? They'd have to go to his bank.
They might at some point just take away his ability to do business anymore.
That's what they would. Absolutely. That's what it probably will come down to. He'll probably end up getting backed into a corner where he either pays or they yank his license. And then if they yank his license, most people can't even consider doing business without a license.
Right.
So odds are good he'll shut down. But what he could do is, if they pull his license, he could just say, "Well, so I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm going to keep selling this stuff." And then they're going to put him in jail.
Yeah.
Because if you're selling alcohol without a license, that's going to result in jail time. Anyway, Ellison said no lawyers in town would take his case. He said that the only thing on my side is honesty. I'm going to call them as I see them. The magistrate asked Ellison and the assistant prosecutor whether they wanted to make opening statements. The prosecutor declined, and Ellison said, I wanted to see how it's done, assuring Harshberger that he'd watched court TV. I've been charged with these crimes I don't think I'm guilty of, and I'll prove I'm not guilty of these charges. Wednesday's first witness was a part-time health department sanitarian who cited the Blackhawk Saloon for smoking violations, saying that they had ashtrays out and six people and three of them were smoking. Ellison asked Hannah whether he spotted the no smoking signs posted throughout the bar. Hannah said, you allowed customers to smoke, noting that Ellison also posted a large smoker's welcome banner outside the bar. Good for him. After questioning Hannah, Ellison took the stand declaring he was a non-smoker, but he wasn't about to tell his customers to stop smoking. The assistant prosecutor asked whether he'd find people smoking at the Blackhawk if he stopped by on Wednesday, and Ellison said it'd be a safe assumption. So, you know, he wasn't denying it. He's admitting that people are smoking in his bar, and by the government's rules, that's not allowed, so of course they found him guilty. They found him guilty, and they demand that he pay this fine, and he's now, again, appealing the sentence. Will he have any success at this? I certainly hope he does. I certainly hope that this appeals court overturns this, and if they overturn this, then it would essentially invalidate the smoking regulation, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell how they're going to work things anymore.
We can make a safe prediction that he will fail and that the smoking or that the appeals court will uphold whatever it is the other court said. And even if he takes it all the way to the Supreme Court, it'll probably be upheld. But nonetheless, I mean, you have to give the guy credit for standing up for himself.
Massive kudos. It's the kind of thing we try to do here in New Hampshire. Maybe it's catching on. I don't know. I don't want to take credit for what's going on down there, but
no, I don't want to take credit for it either. And I think that more of this needs to happen, though. More business owners need to say no to the government regulations, because it was like I said last night. It was the first regulation that was the problem.
Yeah.
It was the first law, the first regulation that. And I don't mean to say there should be no law. I think there should be natural law, the natural law of do no harm. And I think that's all that we really need.
There's only one law we have right now, and it's not a good one. It's do not disobey. You're allowed to do all kinds of things that would be illegal otherwise, and if you do them in the manner prescribed by government, it's okay. You get the license to do them and things like that. So
we're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Dale.
Coming back tomorrow, you can join us online in the meeting. Push back a little bit and say no. Try it. Try just saying no and see what happens.
Very empowering.
Yep, see you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.